Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right. I really don't want to do this, but it's confessions and I have to do it.
What?
Gotta do it.
What an excuse that is.
Yeah, it is. I have a complaint about the new H-Town Blue uniform.
I am wearing... Well, I don't even know if we can count this as H-Town Blue.
But it is kind of. It's in the neighborhood.
Enough. Close enough.
I don't want to, but I have to.
That's not true.
I probably don't have
to
do it.
I want to make it abundantly clear.
I probably don't really have to, but I'm going to.
Just stand on it.
Yeah, I'll stand on it.
Stand on the fact that you're going to say it.
You can't read the numbers. You can't read the numbers. I don't know how bad it was. It's probably much better on television. And I taped the game. I'll look at it some today, I'm sure. But in the stadium, from the stands, like, you can't... It's an awesome uniform. Don't get me wrong. It's gorgeous. I love it. It's my favorite one. But a little white, maybe, around the numbers, or a lighter color of some... Maybe.
Sir, that's the H-Town Blue around the numbers, isn't it?
But it's not... You can't tell me you didn't notice that. It's hard to read the numbers.
It's funny because... Seth mentioned the same thing during the game, and I still did not think about it. And you know what? Y'all might be old. Oh, no, it's possible. It's possible y'all
it's
might
out
just
there.
Be old. You know,
713-572-4610. Is it an old thing, or could you read the numbers?
Nah, for real. I do need, because I'm trying to think about it, and I don't think I ever really felt like, oh man, I'm having a hard time reading the numbers.
I was,
but you know what? As I pull up the, you know, all 22. It ain't the easiest thing to
tell. It's not easy.
And maybe I'm just, because I utilize the binoculars in the in the press box. Maybe I'm just leaning so much on the binoculars, or maybe I'm just also very used to, I know what position that is, so I have a good idea who that probably is.
Yeah,
so
that's part of it.
You know, maybe I'm just working off of that and not thinking about the numbers as much. But
I always like to see who's coming in, who's going out, and I'm like, is that 90? What is that 90? What? Well, I can't tell.
Yeah, shout out to Life in Motion, said it's not hard, you old bro.
I think that's just a hater.
From the 346, John, my vision is starting to go as well. Just accept it.
It's not. I think they're trolling me. It's hard. Look, I love that uniform. You got it. You can't really see the numbers as well, especially from the stand. Now, TV, I get it. It's going to be a lot easier.
Yeah, maybe the TV copy. All 22 copy. I'm seeing that. You know what? It's probably an issue with distance.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is it's probably one that looks good on TV, but from the distance of the press box, a little bit more tough to see. But yeah, I feel like the consensus is you just can't see, which is fine. It's all good. We can get you things for that.
Yeah. Hey, Lopez, you're right. I get it. Thank you.
These are my confessions.
All right. Today is Figgy's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
He is not here.
Oh, it's too bad he got sick on his birthday.
Figgy called in sick. Notice I said he called in sick. I don't know that. But I feel kind of bad because I found out when Figgy's birthday was about a week ago, and I was like, I want to get Figgy something for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what to get Figgy for his birthday.
What to get Figgy for his birthday? We'll talk about it with him tomorrow.
Because I was like, I would like to get him something for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate all his work. He's a good dude, all that.
You get Figgy?
I have no idea.
And I should know.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Like, I was like...
Something with music, I would say.
Okay.
Music or wings?
Yeah.
Wings?
One of the
oh,
other.
He does love him
guy.
Wings.
He's
yeah.
a big wing
Maybe a
guy.
Wing gift card.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe. Yeah, text in. 713-572-4610. What should I get Figgy for his birthday? Because I legitimately don't have any idea. And I feel like a bad teammate, you know what I mean? Not having a good idea. So we'll workshop that.
Yeah, we definitely will. Concussion protocol, my ass.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
You can take that concussion protocol, NFL, and stuff it in a sock. I don't know if that's a confession. I guess the confession would be concussion protocol is convenient for the NFL. It's only a thing when it's convenient. You will never, ever convince me that Josh Allen wasn't out on the ground, like out cold on the ground on that hit that was, oh, it was my chest. Oh, now it's my ankle. Like the injury was moving from his chest to his ankle. He was knocked out. Give me a break, NFL. Don't make it a convenience call.
Yeah, it's real tough for the NFL because it's like, hey, they know what they've built this game towards, quarterbacks. Yep. And especially in an inopportune time, just going through the natural, you know, progression of mm-hmm. testing for a concussion takes long enough to where your quarterback's going to be out for a significant portion yeah. of the game, or at least an important portion of the game.
He was out, Reggie.
And he came back after one play.
I mean, his head
Mitchell Trubisky got
down.
One play in.
Yeah.
Now, of course, there was a TV yeah. timeout mm-hmm. in there, I believe. So maybe that, but yeah. Look, I'm not even trying to be here to point out all the people involved and say that they're not doing their job right. Mm-hmm. I don't actually know that. It just didn't feel right. And yeah. I don't know what you do to make sure that it feels right, even if you're doing this properly.
That was embarrassing for the NFL. And then here they are always talking about the importance of the head injuries. And I'm sure there are a certain number of people that are very, very adamant about concussions in the NFL. But when it comes down to cutting time, oh, that's Josh Allen, and he says he wants to go back in the game, huh? All right, I guess we're going to let him back in the game.
There's a superstar. There's a superstar clause to the
convenient. It's a rule of convenience.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I'm going to be a preseason basketball sicko.
No, please.
I'm going to. Rockets begin preseason basketball today, tonight at 7. They're in Utah versus the Jazz, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be a preseason basketball sicko. I don't actually want to be a preseason basketball sicko.
But I'm going to be.
And I recognize that because I was thinking, I'm like, how do the Rockets play?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have the immediate full understanding the way that I like to as a basketball nerd of, like, how the Rockets play. And so I'm going to have to be a basketball sicko and watch preseason basketball so that I know. I'm going to figure out, there's the intricacies there, and that's what yeah. they're doing. Like, I'm going to be a preseason basketball
sicko. See, generally speaking, I don't watch preseason NBA because I don't think they show really even a rotation that they're going to use.
No,
but I don't know. As I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, does Udoka do that? Does he show a few rotations here? I don't remember him doing it.
I mean, I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't.
That's
guess.
What I care about. I want to see the rotations.
Fair.
You know.
Yeah, and rotations will come. But I want to get a better look at all these dudes because what I'm realizing is I have a general idea, but mm-hmm. I want to make sure that those ideas, that the preconceived ideas I'm coming in with, that I have down pat. So I say all that to say, you don't have to be like me. However, I will be watching preseason basketball tonight.
Well, let me know how it goes.
Okay, very good. We'll talk about it with Steve.
Every time I'm out, they bring me back in.
Huh.
Every time I'm like, I'm just going to watch the Aggies, but I don't have any expectations, they suck me back in. Connor Wegman was next level, man.
Okay.
I was like, let's see how they do.
I was
against,
like, what is he talking about?
I was like, let's see how they do against Missouri. If they lose, they lose. I'm not going to let it ruin my day. And then they look like freaking world beaters. And I'm like, I'm in, baby. Let's see how far they can take this. All they got to do is beat LSU, and then they get Texas at home. And who
Weren't
knows?
Weren't you like throwing them away after
week one? I did. After week one, I was like, I'm out. I'm never all the way out. I always watch their games, and I'm pulling for them and all that. But I don't have that, you know, that expectation. Hey, man, you know, they look like they might never. I was out on that. And now I'm like, hey, man.
We're back. Well, some of it, though, is, hey, Mike Elko can coach a defense, baby.
Yeah, he can.
Mike Elko can coach a defense.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, and maybe I'm just being a little bit of a homer, mm-hmm. Colin Klein, who played football at Kansas State University, yeah. offensive coordinator at A&M. I thought that the way that the offense looked to start the season, I was like, ooh, that's a little rough.
Yeah.
It feels like he very quickly made adjustments to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
And so while it's going to be a defense-led team, it feels like the offense is a little bit more viable than it previously had been. In addition to Wegman, I think, finding a little bit more of his stride.
He was incredibly accurate. Like NFL type. You know, he's been hyped as an NFL, you know, prospect. Right. And I'm like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, sure, after the Notre Dame game. Boy, he looked like it Saturday.
Okay. You're back in.
Back
officially.
In every year.
Okay, we'll see. Who are they playing soon? Let's see.
They're off this week, and then they got Mississippi State. And really, they have LSU at home, which is going to be a huge.
Mississippi State will be fine.
Yeah.
LSU is when he's. LSU is
going to be a great game, and if they win that.
Meyer's been better.
I do want to make this clear.
That defense isn't good.
I do not expect them to beat Texas, but I just want to get to the Texas game.
Yeah, okay.
You
Texas.
Know what I mean? Yeah.
I was just trying to forecast when you'd be out again.
Yeah, it'd be Texas.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, but maybe LSU.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Watch this.
I think I'm gonna become an online shopper fully.
Oh, good.
You're all you.
I never leave the comfort of my own home. I buy everything. I bought Roundup that just arrived this morning.
I never wanted to be that guy.
The weed, I bought weed killer on Amazon.
I never wanted to be that guy. But like, one thing I'm realizing is people don't keep, they don't keep things in the store no more. Like I like the immediacy of being able to just go pick it up off the shelf and have it, right?
Grocery store is the only time I do that. I go to the grocery store. Sure. Everything else is online.
But like, also I saw something recently about how, hey, that's actually like not as good for the environment, driving everywhere in your car to go pick up stuff. So it might actually be better to have that shipping situation. And I was like, huh, okay, I guess I had not really thought about it that way. But I went looking for butane refills.
That'll do. They sell them.
Yeah. And that's I thought I'd like, let me just run and get one. And I could not find a refill where I needed. And I was like, well, if I had just gone this online, it'd be coming to me. So I think that might be my catalyst. That might have been the final straw. I might become a full online.
It'll change your life, man.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like less of a man though, somehow. I don't know why that is the case.
I can deal with it.
Okay, very good. I'll find a way. But those are our lunchtime confessions. Here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you guys hanging out. Quite a few people getting in here talking about the things that, first of all, letting you know that it's okay that your eyesight is going. There are things that we have for that. A LASIK surgery, glasses, all the bifocals if necessary. We can help you out there.
But I think they're all trolling me.
Yeah, they might be.
You can't tell me those uniforms are easy to see. Those numbers are easy to see.
Some people are just saying they didn't like them. Not many people are saying that, you know, they think that they were hard to read, though. Mm-hmm. So you're alone again in that regard. But a lot of people saying, well, first of all, 281 said them and Figgy share a birthday. Happy birthday to you. But some people said maybe two turntables and a microphone, gift card to Nike, hair dye. Okay. I don't know. Does he do it himself?
I think he gets somebody to do that. Yeah.
All right. Butane refills, what's Reggie getting into? Smoking cigars, that's what. But there you go. Those are our lunchtime confessions here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, let's get into around the AFC South, see what happened elsewhere around the division and how your Texans developed a two-game lead once more in the division. We'll do all that next on Sports Radio 610.